Halloween kind of begins with Palm Sunday, and of course we're beginning this on Tuesday, so we're gonna, you know, we may not be getting the exact events on the exact days, but they're all geared toward Good Friday, and that's the foundation of the good news happened on that Friday. Jesus died for us, and I hope you know him. And if not, then I hope you come to know him, because he certainly loves you very, very much. So thank you for joining us today. And we're going to be in Matthew chapter 21 today, which is what we call the triumphant entry of Jesus into Jerusalem. He's got his face set like a flint toward Jerusalem, toward the purpose of God. And, you know, early on that week when he came into the city, we'll read it in just a moment, but there was fanfare and there was celebration. But a few days later, things turned around. And so let's read that scripture out of Matthew chapter 21, beginning with verse 1. And it's 11 verses, but it tells a story. So, Mick, you'll read that for us.
Now, when they drew near Jerusalem and came to Bethage at the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village opposite you, and immediately you'll find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them to me. And if anyone says anything to you, you shall say, 'The Lord has need of them.' And immediately he will send them. All this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet, saying, 'Tell the daughter of Zion, behold, your king is coming to you, lowly and sitting on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey.' So the disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them. They brought the donkey and the colt, laid their clothes on them, and set him on them. And a very great multitude spread their clothes on the road, and others cut down branches from the trees and spread them on the road. Then the multitudes who went before and those who followed cried out, saying, 'Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!' And we'd come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, 'Who is this?' So the multitude said, 'This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth of Galilee.'"
Yeah, this is a happy day to see people acknowledging him. And it's amazing all the activity that took place in preparation of this. And there's several things that we want to point out from this scripture to encourage you on this Holy Week. And again, we just want to fine-tune our hearts toward the cross, the burial, and the resurrection. All of that's coming at the end of this week. But here, earlier in the week, as it comes into Jerusalem at the Mount of Olives, this is a wonderful time of celebration. The first thing I want you to notice is, I'm simply going to say, the truth of the scriptures, because Matthew, in chronicling this event for us, he reaches back to an Old Testament prophet. As a matter of fact, Matthew himself said, all this, verse 4, all this was done that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet saying. Then he gives us this, what the prophets have said. Basically, this is out of Isaiah, I think it's 62:11 and Zechariah 9:9. And which spoke of a time which it says, "Tell the daughter of Zion," in other words, people of Israel, "behold, your king is coming to you." That's messianic. "Lowly and sitting on a donkey," very specific, a colt, the foal of a donkey. So when Jesus tells his disciples, you know, you're going to find a foal, a coat of a donkey tied up, just get it. And if they ask you why, to say, "The Lord has need of it." And that the Holy Spirit was working all of that out. And what's interesting is how they went and just obediently did what he said, you know, trusting it would be just as, of course, they had a good track record of him being right.
Absolutely.
and the next thing you know, he's sitting on that donkey and he's riding into Jerusalem. So we see here the truth of the scriptures. You know, when we're talking about who Jesus is, how Christians look to the cross, his death, his burial, and resurrection, who he is goes along with what he did to indicate to us he is the Lord, he is the King, he is the Messiah. And so the truth of Scripture is reaching back to those Old Testament prophets who hundreds of years earlier saw these events prophetically, and they didn't know exactly, I'm sure, all of that, what that entailed, but they spoke what they were led to speak, wrote what they were led to write. And now all of that comes together, and we get this beautiful picture of the divinity of Jesus and the humanity of Jesus and his mission for coming to planet Earth. So I just think that is beautiful. And, you know, the donkey, there's a lesson even in the donkey itself.
Yeah, there are lessons in the donkey itself.
It says, lowly and sitting on a donkey. That word lowly is key in that prophecy. In other words, he was being welcomed as a king, but yet he was riding on the colt of a young donkey, you know. And it's a sign of humility, a sign of lowliness, the meek and lowly Christ. He even tells us, you know, come unto me, all you that are labor in heaven, labor and wearied, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you, for I'm meek and lowly. You know, my burden is light. And that's the nature of Jesus. It's a fruit of the Spirit to be, you know, meekness. We're called to, as Christians, to live in humility. And here Jesus, who is the King, humbles himself by riding on a donkey. And even what a donkey's used for is picturesque.
We might think of donkey as a beast of burden.
Yes.
They are animals who do work, who carry the load.
And Jesus was destined to be a burden bearer himself. He would bear our burdens, the burden and guilt of our sins on the cross. And I remember years ago hearing a little story that says sometimes we can just get our focus in the wrong place. He said, can you imagine the donkey that Jesus rode into Jerusalem, and the donkey saying, look at all these people looking at me. Look at all the attention they're giving me. I must be amazing. I must be a great donkey for the people. No, it wasn't about the donkey, the one who was bearing Christ. It was about the Christ who was riding the donkey. And so there's even a lesson in that for us, as we are the messengers who bear the message of Christ, who present Christ to the world. We have to be careful we don't make it about us. And when God's moving and working, that we don't take the credit or try to take the credit or attention or get the glory. We too need to be meek and lowly and represent Jesus well through an attitude of humility. And that's something we need to keep in mind during this week. Where would we be if it were not for him? You know, what would our lives look like had we not met him? So some powerful pictures here.
And we could talk about the crowd, the truth of the crowd, that they're proclaiming this truth, and yet they really don't get it. They really don't understand even what they're saying, but what they're saying is true.
Yes, we see that. Number one, that what they're saying is true, and it seems like they're passionate about it. They've got their palm branches and they're waving. You know, this would be the welcoming of a king, you know. And of course, by the end of the week, that plaque will be nailed over him as he's crucified, saying King of the Jews. And so you see the crowd celebrating, they're passionate, they're declaring who he is, you know, Hosanna, Son of David, and blessed is he who comes in the name of all of this. They're saying these things were true.
Yes.
But yet, doubtless, numbers of this same crowd on early on Friday is moved upon by the religious leaders, and they're saying, crucify him, crucify him. So we see the fickleness of the crowd, you know, and sometimes we can get swept into what the crowd's doing in a good way and really not get it, you know, really just be joining in because everybody else is doing it. And sometimes we can be swept into some negative stuff and begin saying the things that are opposite of who we really are and what we should really want. So Jesus, he knew who he was. He continued toward what God had told him to do, and he would not be moved by what the crowd says. And oh my, there's a lesson in that for us today, believers, that when there's so many opinions swirling around. Everybody's telling you this is what your opinion needs to be about this, and this is what your opinion needs to be about this, that, and so forth. And you can be just tossed back and forth. You can be confused. We need to know who we are. We need to know what we're called to do, and we need to know what the message is we need to present. We don't need to allow the voice of the world or the voice of the crowd or what appears to be popular to govern the agenda or calendar for our lives.
Yeah, you can go from hero to zero in a moment with if you're just working with popularity.
Yeah, that's true. I remember hearing years ago said, you know, sometimes being a pastor is like that. It's, you can be strutting like a peacock one moment, and then be a feather duster the next. So that's, I mean, things can shift even in culture among the crowd, and we see here, this fickle, you know. There would be a few that would linger near the cross. And among those who came near the cross, many of them were mockers and ridiculers. But Jesus, he stayed the course, and his mother and the women were there.
Yeah.
And the disciples, they all fled. Save John, who was there at the cross.
A lot of the crowd younger. Were saying, crown him earlier in the week and then crucify him later.
Yes.
And they were swayed by the people around them and the opinions around them. And so we have to really be...
Yeah, it takes the Spirit of God to live for God in this age. I mean, even Peter, who doubtless loved the Lord, and we see his boldness and his faith. I'll never deny you. Yeah, before the rooster crows in the morning, you'll deny me three times. And he did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a tough situation to be in. He bowed the knee to fear. But we need the courage and boldness to know who we are and to stay with what Jesus tells us to do. And listen, even among Christians, religion can try to govern your life and get you to do things that aren't necessarily representing the heart of the Lord.
Very
and you
much.
Think you may think you're right. So we have to guard against that. And humility, staying with the Word, the truth of the Scripture, and trying to live as Christ lives are good things to keep us in the right place.
We have the example of Christ here that he was determined to do the Father's will. No matter what the crowd said or didn't say, no matter what anybody else thought or didn't think, no matter what they chose to do, he was choosing to do the Father's will. Earlier you mentioned that scripture where it says he set his face like a flint to go to Jerusalem. So there was no wavering in his determinedness to follow through in the plan of the Father.
And this has been a tough season for a lot of people this last year. And it's important we keep our eyes on Jesus and that we let our light shine and that we love well and that we embrace what's true and share that in love. That's so important. Well, as we round third here and slide in home on today's devotional, the last thing we want to point out from this passage is that Jesus, the truth of who Jesus was. There's so many indicators here. He was the king. That Old Testament prophecy talked about the king who would ride on a colt. He was the son of David. Hosanna. I mean, that's who he really was. These were truthful declarations. He did come in the name of the Lord. He was a prophet from Nazareth. He was the king and Messiah. He was all of that and more. So, he was worthy to be welcomed. He was worthy to be praised. He was worthy to be heralded as a king. And even though the crowd changed their tune by the end of the week, it did not change who he was.
Right.
And I'll tell you something. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is the Lord today. And every person under the sound of my voice, every person who's ever lived, the Bible says there will come a time when every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Do that now so that you can receive the gift of eternal life. And Jesus will be the kindest person you've ever met, the most loving person you've ever met. He's the only one who can save us from our sins. He is the Son of the living God. He is the long-awaited Messiah who has come the first time and will come again in second coming glory. for the restoration of all things, and the kingdom will be ultimately delivered up to God the Father. I hope you'll be in that number who's confessing Him now and worshiping Him now. And on this Holy Week, all eyes, all hearts on Jesus.
Hope you enjoyed today's devotion. We'll be back here in the morning at 10:30, and see you then.
God bless you. We love you all.